Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know I am, because we made it all the way to Friday.
Friday, mother effing Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Hey!
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday.
Big jumper.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Polanco.
Let's not forget Walter.
Walter. That's right, Logan Gilbert.
That's his alter ego, Walter. We love Walter.
Get another silly, ridiculous thing about this Mariners team that's going to create some great history stories.
Let's get to our contestant. It's Bobby from Tacoma. Good morning, Bobby.
Hey, good morning, guys, and go Eugenio too, Suarez.
Oh, yeah, dude.
How about that guy with 49 home runs? He hits one more home run. He's got 50 on the season. That's crazy.
Hey, Bobby, were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday by any chance?
I was not.
Oh, man.
It's okay. Like Gino Suarez, he's a man of integrity.
He's not juicing.
Good vibes only.
All right, Steve, go ahead and get out of here. If you're playing at home, Bobby has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Where do the Mariners play their home games?
T-Mobile.
That's right. Mr. Feeney was the principal from what TV sitcom?
Boy Meets World.
Correct. Joe Elliott is the lead singer of what rock band?
Pass.
What color is produced by the complete absorption of light rays?
Repeat.
What color is produced by the complete absorption of light rays?
White.
No.
Black.
Yes. The Battle of Palo Alto was the first major battle of what war?
Civil War.
No.
World War II.
No.
World War I.
No. What soft drink dates all the way back to 1885?
Dr. Pepper.
That's the one. What is the capital of Italy?
Palermo.
No.
Pass.
Where on the body would you find the navicular bone?
Knee.
No.
But, hey.
No, no. In what decade did the Menendez murders take place?
80s, 90s.
Yes, 80s. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct there, Bobby.
I will take the split.
Yeah.
Bobby.
What are you having, a snack, Steve? Is that brain food?
Mm-hmm.
A little hungy?
We're just eating a raw fish.
Oh, no.
Like a savage, like a bear.
Yeah. Are you ready?
I believe that I am.
What the
Wrong button.
Showtime.
Where do the Mariners play their home games?
At the baseball stadium down in Soto.
Yeah.
T-Mobile Park.
That's the one. Mr. Feeney was the principal from what TV sitcom?
Is that Saved by the Bell?
No.
Oh, crap. Topanga. Boy Meets World.
Yeah. Joe Elliott is the lead singer of what rock band?
Def Leppard.
Correct. What color is produced by the complete absorption of light rays?
Brown.
No.
Pink?
No.
Red?
No. The Battle of Palo Alto was the first major battle of what war?
War of 1812.
No.
Civil War.
No.
World War I.
No. What soft drink dates all the way back to 1885?
Diet Coke.
No.
Coca-Cola?
No.
Dr. Pepper?
That's it. What is the capital of Italy?
Sicily.
No.
Rome.
Yes. Where on the body would you find the navicular bone?
That would be on your chest?
No.
On your leg?
No.
On your neck?
No. In what decade did the Menendez murders take place?
Oh, crap. Was that the 80s?
It was. Just in the nick of time, Steve, you got 6 correct, and that is a win.
Yes.
6-5. Sorry, Bobby.
Good game, Steve.
Have a great weekend, Bobby. I was so nervous about the Menendez one. I'm like, I have one guess, and I'm like, is it the 80s or the 90s?
It was 89.
That's what I thought.
Right in there in the 80s.
On the cusp.
So the color that is produced by the complete absorption of light rays, Bobby guessed correctly that it is black. And the Battle of Palo Alto was the first major battle of the Mexican-American War. And you would find the navicular bone on your footsie.
Okay.
On your little footy there.
Nice.
Congratulations on your victory, Steve.
Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you are a huge music fan, we would love for you to call in now because we have questions for you. 206-803-ROCK. If you love music, call in now. 206-803-ROCK. And we'll take those calls after Led Zeppelin. Ultimate Classic Rock did a very nostalgic piece on the old ways that we used to consume our music.
It totally triggered a lot of nostalgia for me because there was once a time, kids. Where we didn't listen just through streaming apps and streaming services, Danny.
So, Migs, you have this list and you want to go through some of the very best ones.
Yes.
All right. And we've got some callers that are going to help participate in this.
Who are we going with first?
Let's talk to Joe from Puyallup. Joe, what decade were you born?
80s. 80.
All right. 80s. So you're like Gen Xer-ish. Okay. So I'm going to throw this one out. Did you ever consume music by listening to it on a Sony Walkman?
I absolutely did. It was one of my favorites.
Did you have the Sport, the one that where it would make it waterproof?
I didn't have the Sport, but I had the Bass Boost, so that's all I needed.
Oh, the Bass Boost.
Bass Boost was awesome, but it would suck the life of your battery, man.
I don't even think I realized there was one that was waterproof.
Dude, it was so crazy. Remember it was the yellow Walkman, and it had like the little plug-in, so that way, like the little rubbery plug-in, so that would make sure like if it got wet, it wouldn't like fry the Walkman.
Oh, I did not have that.
No, I didn't either. I remember wanting the yellow one, though.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, this is so cool.
And like it seemed like very elaborate, too. Like it had like its full-on casing, too, and all of it. I never had a Sony Walkman. I always had like a cheapo Walkman, but it was good enough.
We're going through Ultimate Classic Rock's list of ways we used to listen to music before streaming. Old man Kenny, what decade were you born in?
I was born in 1960, actually.
Ooh.
Okay, so I think this one...
Like dirt.
I'm looking at like all the ones, and there's one that I never experienced. I know my dad had it, but I never listened to music this way. But for you, old man Kenny, I feel like maybe you did the 8-track mm-hmm. player.
Of course. That was the second hit. Vinyl to 8-track to cassette. I'm looking at 500 CDs I have. And I even have an iPod from 2004 that's loaded.
So you got everything. But the 8-track now, if memory serves me correct, like they had to purposely like fade out songs because the 8-track could only hold so much music. And instead of like editing the song, they just kind of faded it out. And then you would like have to put in another 8-track. Is that how it worked?
Well, kind of, sort of. It would fade out. Let's see. Migs, you're testing my old brain here.
I know. You're probably stoned.
Probably.
You're definitely stoned.
Captain Obvious sitting here stoned. To be honest, I don't recall.
Okay.
I know that they only had so much room.
Yeah, no, that much. Isn't that crazy to think like here you are just like groove into a song and it just stops?
Oh, that would just kill the momentum.
Like, out of space. Sorry, buddy.
I remember when I found my mom's A-tracks at the house and I was like, what is this? And she was like, it's called an A. Okay. And then none of them worked. She tried to play them and none of them worked anymore.
It's crazy to think like you see like some of those old fashioned cars and they've got like the slot for the 8-track. And I'm just like, man, I don't know anybody that has an 8-track.
Oh, no.
At this point, I don't know anybody that has a CD, really.
That's fair. I have a bunch of CDs still.
Do you listen to them?
No.
I don't even have a CD player anymore.
No, I don't either. They're dusty on my shelf.
Let's chat with Dale from Kent. Dale, what decade were you born in?
I was born in the 1960s. And actually, it's Bill, not Dale.
Oh, Bill, what's up, Bill? All right, we're going to put you to the test here and see if you used any of these as well.
Okay, Bill, do you remember the pocket transistor radio?
Oh, yeah, the little tiny ones, the AM mostly. Yes.
And do you remember when you were fancy, and I know this is going to go over the heads of Danny and Taryn, but that time, if you had the one with the leather case, that meant you were balling.
Oh, yeah, that one was a real fancy one.
Okay, how about this one? Now, how about the stereo with the glass doors?
Oh,
yeah, I had that. Funny thing about that, I had one, it was kind of by the front door of our house, and when I'd go to listen to music on it, I'd open the door, you know, to put the cassette or the whatever in. We had a cat that came running out of my daughter's room once and just went, wham, right into the glass door, knocked it clear off of there. Oh, it was crazy. I was like, I was worried about the stereo. My wife says, what about the cat?
Like, I get to listen to music and I get entertainment from this thing.
Greg from Bothell, what decade were you born?
I was born in the best year ever, 1969.
Nice.
All right, do you remember the boombox with the handle?
I had my dad, and I stole it from him. He had an Iowa, which was like heavier than, like 10 pounds.
Yes, and I remember that one.
And it took like the big D batteries, like the 8 D batteries that you go through them like every week.
No, dude, I remember my buddy had one of them, and it had an alarm on it. So, like, if you got too close to it, it starts, like, going beep, beep, beep. I'm like, what are you worried? Someone's going to steal this thing? I don't even know if people are strong enough to carry this thing.
Is that the boombox you used in your dance troupe?
We did break dance to that boombox. Yes, absolutely.
What was the name of it again? Voltron?
I was the green Voltron. Recognize. Oh, I can't believe you don't remember this.
I just want you
to do
one.
Most important part of my life.
I want you to do one move for me, Steve. Just one.
My back's not feeling all that good right now. Do you remember the boombox?
Of course.
Yeah, did you ever carry it on your shoulder?
Did you even have a boombox if you didn't carry it on your shoulder?
You used to walk the streets, Danny. You don't remember this?
I've seen memes about it. I was not old enough when they were huge.
I would know when some of my friends sometimes would be showing up to my house because I hear them and they're like, it's kind of a sitcom. There's like six of them and one of them's got a boombox like blasting Judas Priest
for the
entire neighborhood to hear.
Those were the good old days,
The best times.
The Daily Mix Show.
By now, you're probably aware of this guy that ended up snatching Cal Raleigh's 60th home run ball and then gifted it to a 12-year-old boy named Marcus. Many people are voicing their opinions on this online, so we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
By now, you have probably heard about or seen the video of this guy gifting a very historic home run ball, Cal Raleigh's 60th homer, to a 12-year-old boy named Marcus. And if you missed it, this is King 5 News reporting on it.
They say there's no crying in baseball, but on Wednesday night, 12-year-old Marcus Ruelos couldn't help it.
I'm crying tears of joy.
Marcus and his family were sitting out in right field at T-Mobile Park when Cal Raleigh smashed his 60th home run of the season.
I started noticing that it was like coming to my section, and it landed and like it like ricocheted off people, and it actually hit my mom's head.
The ball.
Ding.
Poor mom. Mom got clocked in the head with the ball. Bounced off of her. Ouch.
The ball made it into the hands of a Mariners fan sitting behind them. Marcus says as he was going to high-five the man, the fan gave him the baseball instead.
I couldn't believe it. Like, I started kissing the ball and stuff. It tastes like dirt, but like...
I love this kid. I am such a fan of this kid. I love how he just describes, like, fell off my mom's head. The thing tastes like dirt. So great.
I just couldn't believe it.
Neither could his dad, who couldn't help but ask for a picture with the man he considers an inspiration.
Kindness still matters in this world.
Marcus traded with the Mariners the historic ball for an autographed bat from the Big Dumper himself.
It's pretty awesome.
So awesome. So many people have, of course, voiced their opinions on this really cool situation that happened. So let's go straight to the comments.
Found a few of these comments, some good, some interesting. Mm-hmm. And we figured who better to read it than a man who's known for doing many charitable things. Sometimes some people say he does charitable things for exposure, but he's still doing charitable things. Oh. What do you think, Danny?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No.
Oh.
How dare you? Dwayne only does good things for good reasons.
No, sure.
I don't know.
Think of like a viral internet guy that's known for like donating money, a ridiculous amount of money to people, but then he does like all these crazy videos.
I don't.
He has a chocolate bars.
Ah, now I'm really lost.
Just so out of touch.
Wow.
His first name is Mr.
T.
Mr. T. Yeah, that's it.
Roger.
Mr. Beast. Thank you, Danny.
I'll...
Look. You guys just are not with it. It's very embarrassing.
All right,
here's Mr. Beast. Robot Mr. Beast reading some of these comments.
Now, that's the difference between Seattle and Philadelphia. Philly Karen keeps the ball. Seattle Glenn gives it to the kid.
That's right.
That's not a made-up name. I think that guy's name is Glenn, because there was like a massive like hunt for who is this guy?
Glenn!
And at first it was just a blurry picture. It was like Sasquatch. Like you couldn't really make out who it was. And then people were tagging me because he had like kind of a similar look. And part of me was almost like, should I take credit for it? I probably get something cool in exchange.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, then when it comes out, I look like that guy.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy.
I mean, unless I got an autographed Cal Raleigh bat.
Then you're fine with it.
I'm fine with being that guy.
Oh, great. Another reason to make it hard for me to hate the Mariners and their fans. Signed, an Astros fan.
Yeah. It was cool to see how many people were just like rallying around this kid and all that kind
of
stuff.
Dude, the video made me cry. I was like, I gotta pull it together, man. This week is very emotional.
If I'm being honest, I'm keeping the ball.
Ooh. What would you do?
I would, well.
Bounce off of mom's head. Home run number 60. Whether or not you want to make money off of it or you just want to have like an incredible talking piece like to have on display at your home.
I'd probably keep the ball.
Danny? Oh, I'm keeping that ball 100%. Would you keep the ball and then trade it to get cool stuff from the Mariners or sell it? Because some think that the ball is worth potentially $100,000, which I think is a stretch. But some people think it's worth $100,000.
I will say that when I heard that the Mariners gave him the bat and like are probably going to give him playoff tickets and stuff like that, awesome. I'm like, you know, at that point, okay.
That's the cooler experience.
And then I would have kicked myself because I would have kept the ball and not gotten any of that.
And then you would have met Cal Raleigh and now you're the douche that never gave him his ball.
Exactly.
Also, we haven't heard from you, Steve Miggs. Would you have kept the ball?
Well, it depends on how much someone's offering. No, I'd probably do... as someone who's caught stuff before, I wouldn't give it to the kid. I would probably make a trade. But maybe I'd give him one of the things. I'd be like, hey, buddy, here, I'm getting a bunch of free stuff. I'll give you something, too.
Well, if the mom was the Seattle Karen, would you have given it to her then?
Hell no.
Mariner said, sir, thank you for that incredible gesture. What can we give you as a thank you? A signed bat? Autograph? The guy said, how about playoff tickets? Mariner said, probably, LOL, that'll cost you $400.
Mariner tickets are very expensive.
Ooh, painful.
That was me. Give me all the money and the balls and the autographs. I swear it's me. Can't confirm. Hashtag, that's me.
That was my post.
I did it. I did the thing.
Plot twist. That kid's dad sold the ball.
Okay, no, he did not, actually. Although that would have been hilarious. All of a sudden, dad's leaving with like $100 bills. Just like a whole wad of them.
Oh, so he essentially just handed the kid $1 million. Seriously, I can't be the only one that would keep the ball. It's like winning the lottery.
I mean, something 100,000. I would probably think maybe tens of thousands of dollars at least if you wanted to sell it.
Yeah.
All right, we got one more comment.
Some people are so generous in the most stupid way. Keep the ball and buy the little a jersey and some Dippin' Dots. Problem solved.
All right, that's the best way to handle
it. Yes, I agree.
The Daily Migs Show.
We have a KISW team walking in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk down on Pier 62 on October 11th. We would love for you to join us or make a donation. We have all the details up at KISW.com. As you go out there into the world and embark on your day, you might be curious what is happening out there in the world of pop culture. And there's a ton of stuff, so we have combed through it all, and we're going to tell you what's trending.
Trending. On the Daily Migs Show.
Last night, our Seattle Seahawks were on Thursday Night Football, and we won!
Man.
23-20.
I was very calm for pretty much the entire 3.5 quarters, and then that last 10 minutes, my heart was racing through my chest.
We won it with a field goal with just a couple seconds left in the game, and it never did occur to me that it could be that close at the end, especially when a touchdown by Kenneth Walker was taken back due to a holding penalty on JSN, and then he did what Cal Raleigh did earlier this week two times and dropped a curse word.
Jackson Smith and Jigba, who didn't really need to make the hold, is right in front of the ball carrier.
Offense number 11.
And the look on the referee's face when he said that, I think he was like pretty much saying this to JSN.
Naughty, naughty Cal. Naughty Cal.
Whoopsie.
Still, I mean, fun game. Now they got like 10 days off.
Yeah, a win is a win. We'll take it.
Absolutely. So the Mariners, of course, they won again yesterday. And I realized, and some people texted in as well, not only do we need to win the next three games, just, you know, that way to just ensure that they maybe have a chance of having home field advantage for the entire run, which would be insane, but also the Mariners currently only have 69 losses.
Oh.
They can't lose again. They got to end the season with number 69. I think Cal Raleigh would appreciate that.
That would be perfection.
Yes, and we'd do it for Cal.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you... I do know you saw this because I sent it to you guys. This is truly the greatest thing I've seen on the internet in a long time, and it's on King 5's Instagram page. And I highly recommend anyone go to King 5's Instagram. I shared it on my stories that I'm Steve Migs. You just go there, look for the reporter dude that has the bright yellow jacket, the King 5 jacket, and a bunch of Mariner fans behind him. I've never seen more chaos happening around this guy than I saw in this video.
It just kept building and building and building.
I mean, we have the audio of it, but to paint a picture, he's there. This is right after they clinched the AL West. Everyone's leaving T-Mobile Park. He's surrounded by drunk Mariner fans. There's a guy that just randomly puts a Seattle Mariners championship like wrestling belt over his shoulder. He's being licked by another Mariners fan's dog who's wearing a Mariners Hawaiian t-shirt with big, like, earmuffs to protect the dog's hearing, I guess.
It was Bark at the Park night last night.
But this was at the AL West championship game.
Oh, my God.
This was the day before. Then he ends up trying to talk to a drunk fan while the dog's licking him on the face, all while these fans are losing their minds. So here, check it out. You can't even hear him. You just hear people screaming. And there's that moment where like some dude just jumped in front of the camera and just started shaking his face in front of the camera.
A lot of love out here. Okay, whose dog is this?
He had no idea who put the championship belt on his shoulder. He's trying to figure out whose belt it was. And then someone curses.
Historic. Everybody that's here right now, I hope you're as excited as I am. Tonight's the night. Let's go all the way.
That was Cal Raleigh, actually, yeah, that he talked to. Yes.
Live Nation CEO Michael Rapino says that concert tickets are still underpriced. How do we feel about that?
He's lying.
Well, he says that he's comparing this especially to sporting events.
Well, they're both overpriced.
They are. And he was noting that the average concert ticket is $72, which is far less than prices for premium sports seats. And that music has been underappreciated for years.
Okay. He's just don't say anything.
No.
I mean, that's just bad.
Strongly disagree.
Did you happen to see what this video is going viral of a guy who's being interrogated by the police? So of course they have the camera set up in the room, and so they shared this online, and it's now spreading viral because, well, while he's being interrogated about what he's being charged for, which I think was like gun possession or something along those lines, the dude just rips the most massive fart, and it's just so. It doesn't even say excuse me. He tries to act like as if he didn't even do it, but it's so obvious.
He didn't show me or tell me anything about a gun. That's what I'm telling you. No bullshit.
At no point during that trip, you had no knowledge.
I had no knowledge of anything about that gun. Anything.
Do you own any guns?
No.
Do you know him to own any guns?
I mean.
Oh, he's already diming his friend out just by going, I mean.
Up to him, bro. Listen, bro. It's not up to him because you're being charged with it right now.
Oh, I'm being charged with it. Yeah.
Damn, man.
Did you hear the police officer goes, damn, man?
It's like a stepbrother's moment.
I can taste it.
You know, when I get nervous, I get a little gassy, too. So.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you for doing a good job of not bringing that, you know, those nerves in here with you.
Okay, yeah.
Appreciate that.
I'm a giver.
The Daily Mix Show.
Oh, my gosh, please. Will you let one rip during Beat Migs sometime? Because that would be hilarious.
No. Be careful with what you ask for.
305 wins, 97 losses, 85 ties, and zero farts so far in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number. We're going to play Beat Migs at 850.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.